history. Rewrite our history. Can change the whole world. Gonna take it over. Gonna start it over. Don't you know that we could be a new beginning? Fighting to a winning. Tell me that you're in it. Don't you wanna be a superhero? Superhero. Superhero. Don't you wanna be a superhero? A superhero. Superhero. All right, happy Friday afternoon, everybody. You've tuned in to the Hero Card Hour here on KERV, 1230 AM. Thanks for joining in, and hope everybody's had a great week. Right now I'm joined in the studio with producer of the show, Becca Gregg. Hi, Becca.
Hello, Lou. How are you today?
I couldn't be better. It's my favorite part of the week right here.
I know, right?
Yeah, hanging out with you.
I was going to say that all the information that you give us was one of my favorite things, but I guess since you're the one that delivers it, that kind of has something to do with it, too.
Well, you're so kind. This is a pat our back first part of the segment, right?
Let's see if I can reach.
Yeah, long reach. All right, have you had a good week?
I have. I've had a really good week.
Good.
It's closing some chapters and opening up some new opportunities, and I'm really excited about
it. Hey, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Hey, that's a great segue into talking about some of our guests. Hey, did you plan that right there, Becca? That was good.
A little bit.
So later in the show, we're going to have a good dear friend of mine, Trace Pertle, on. And Trace, we'll get into all of it, but he has founded a business called Boomer's Mulligans.
Yeah, he's an interesting fellow.
Interesting guy.
I'm looking into that.
You know, he's outside the door. He's listening. We got to be careful.
Don't tell him.
So Boomer's Mulligans, and that's all about starting some new adventures in life.
Right.
And that's going to be exciting. Can't wait to hear what he has to say.
So what's happening with your new adventure?
Oh, my goodness. So I guess we're in full mode right now. We're throttled up and revved up, and it's been an exciting week. So I know everybody's probably bored of me saying this, but we kind of wanted to position things around getting the website launched, which happened last week, as you're aware.
Right.
Have you spent any time out there?
I did.
Good girl. What'd you think?
I like it.
Yeah. What else are you going to say with me sitting right here, right?
Well, yeah. No, there were a couple of really cool things that I did like about it. And I know you asked for people to give you feedback, but I'm going to tell you some of the good things I found, and then I'll tell you that one negative thing later.
Yeah. Off the air,
off
right?
The air,
me, okay, fair enough.
Nobody's listening. But it may just be my lack of information. One of the number one thing that I really liked about it was its ease of use.
User-friendly. Good.
Oh,
that was a goal.
So user-friendly. I did not get lost.
Okay.
I went right after what I was looking for and got the information I needed.
Sweet.
There's a lot of really useful information on the website.
Okay.
I know more about the Hero Card than before I went on the website. There was actually a couple of things I learned.
Good. So somebody that doesn't know anything could take a look.
And know everything. Yeah.
There you go.
So, and it's written in a language that is not patronizing. I don't like it when people dumb down conversations and information on websites. That irritates me.
Yeah.
So it's not patronizing, but it's not over the top for an average person.
Good.
Like
I think. Goal achieved then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like the look of the little
red,
patriotic
white, and blue,
theme going on there.
Yeah,
I think that turned out well. And again,
I love that Hero logo, man. That is so 70s retro looking.
There you go.
Remember that TV show, The Greatest American Hero?
I do.
Yeah, that's what it reminds
me
of. Yeah,
there you go.
So it's kind of,
I'll get you a cape. So you can wear that while we're together here in the studio.
I wear one normally.
I just
keep it hidden.
Superwoman. Superwoman cape.
Ching, ching.
All right, so you like the way it looked,
easy
to use. That was the goal, obviously.
And great information, definitely.
Good information, yeah. So from a consumer standpoint, you can go on there and you can do a couple of things. You can purchase a card.
Right.
Which we want you to do, obviously.
Sure.
You can't play the game until you have the card, right?
So
you can buy a card. And one thing that's pointed out to me by somebody that purchased a card, it doesn't readily, and we'll fix this, it doesn't tell you how you'll receive your card. And so there you go. So we'll just put that in the mail to you, and you'll have it in a couple of days, depending on where you're located.
Sure.
Might even drive it over to you if I feel like it.
So. It will if it's local.
If it's local.
Yeah.
There you go. So we can do that. So if you're a consumer, you can buy a card, and then you can also go in there and find out what businesses here in the Hill Country take the card.
That was the thing I could not find.
Yeah. So we've corrected that.
Oh, well, see, there you go. We don't even have to talk about it off here.
Well, no, I think people need to know, in case you've been there, it was not
totally intuitive where that was. It was cool. You would scroll over the United States map, and it would pop up, and boom. And that was great. But now we have a button, and that'll change.
Yeah, because I was looking at every, I went on every page, okay, everything on that thing, and I was like, I know they meant to put that on there somewhere. Maybe
it is
they
on
forgot.
There. So now we have a button that says businesses, and that's even going to change to something, you know, even more descriptive. But anyway,
okay,
that's there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. Any other? That was the only negative thing
it.
You found?
Okay. That was it. That was the one good little piece of the pie that I couldn't quite okay grab hold of.
Okay, good. So if you're a consumer, you get that piece of the pie solved there on the website. And
sure,
then if you're a nonprofit,
yes,
so
plenty of information there.
Wonderful for fundraising. Again, that program is just very basic. It's a $25 card, and half of that would go sold by the organization.
Right.
Half of it would go to the organization, half of it would go to the hero card. And
then it automatic renews, and the money continues the next
yeah
year. That's
yeah
so cool.
Probably sets it apart from any other fundraiser.
Man, let me tell you something. I may have mentioned it before. I know I've told you specifically, but for 5 years, I was the treasurer of the Snyder High School.
Couldn't get out of that, huh? 5 years.
Well, I had two kids. Snyder High School Pride of the West Marching Band. And we did so many different fundraisers because a lot with the rules for, I don't know if it's UIL rules or school district rules or whatever it is, but the school itself, the entity through the school, can only do so many fundraisers per year.
Okay.
And the booster clubs can do whatever amount of fundraising they want to. So a lot of the financial support for these organizations, sports, band, all this stuff comes through the booster organizations.
Yep.
This is a no-brainer.
Good.
Oh, from a booster club member point of view, no-brainer. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah, a little cleaner.
A lot easier.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, the organization could actually direct people to the website.
Sure.
And once they're signed up, they get to if somebody buys a card, they would credit that organization.
Yeah.
And that's pretty slick.
It is.
Yeah, very, very good. It's better. Now, I like my cookie dough.
What? Don't get me wrong. Them pizzas are awesome.
And the pizzas and whatever.
And the fruit and the hams and the what? Oh my gosh! The hot dog sales and the bake sales and
yeah,
those
are
great.
They're great.
And they have a place.
They do. They do.
But along with that, this type of fundraising that renews itself constantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always there. That becomes a legacy for future kids.
Great.
Oh my gosh! There's not a bake sale alive that can do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so
that's good. Thank you. I appreciate
I dig
that.
It, yeah.
So yeah, if you're a nonprofit organization out there looking for a fundraiser, go to the website.
Check it out.
Check it out. It's all readily available there. And then, of course, if you're a business owner, you know, or you know somebody that owns a business,
yeah,
that's there as well. The information about how to participate as a business partner.
Sure.
And again, we have the three levels from the hero to superhero to your super duper hero.
Super duper, man.
That should come with a theme song, don't
I
you
know,
think? Right?
Right?
Da, da, da. Anyway, we're having fun with that. We put that in the beginning. We hadn't taken it out. It must be because it's catchy.
Because
everybody wants to be a super duper hero.
Well, duper
right?
is best, man. I like that. So you got a couple of new
yeah, yeah,
businesses we've had a, coming up.
Pretty
on
excited about. Of course, last week we had on the show, we had Chris Scruggs with Sprinkler
yes.
Smart, and they're our newest super duper. Da,
oh,
da, da.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So here's a great example of how that would work for a business like Chris's, who's,
uh-huh.
as he explained last week, is fairly new
right.
here in town. And so at the super duper level, we're going to go out of our way to promote his business every
oh, yeah.
opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one of them right now.
Yep.
Talking about how great they are, and they are. They're very, very talented guys out there, and they do a variety of things from irrigation to he'll take care of your lawn maintenance, both commercial and residential. So
sure.
they kind of do a lot of things that attach to your yard.
Right.
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 And so, but again, he's new in business, so we're going to promote him on social media.
Yep.
Print ads.
Yep.
The Hill Country Visitors Guide will feature an ad with his business in there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're doing some radio time, and we'll do
sure.
that. More than just today, right?
Right.
So
right.
We're going to really work hard to enhance his business.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
And so that's exciting. And then our other member that joined this week as a partner was our good friend Mark Rutherford at
R&R Pest Control.
R&R Pest Control. And I wish I'd been smart enough to have you to
cue up the commercial.
Maybe you can you find that later and we could play that.
I don't have access to it in here.
Okay. Well.
But a lot of people, I was actually visiting with Mark this week about that commercial. And heads up, it's coming back.
Okay, good. What'd you call it?
The Mafia Critters.
The Mafia Critters.
That's what Mark called it, actually. And he
That's
got,
how he feels about them.
Absolutely. He got great response with that. He loved his mafia. He was kind of hesitant at first. I had to talk him into it.
Okay.
Because it's that's not his normal personality. He's very conservative. And I kind of had him come outside the box a little bit. And it was a little scary, I think. But he had some fantastic results and has gotten a lot of, even people that it annoyed. But that's okay because they know that commercial,
which
was the goal. And he's over the moon about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is excited. He's excited about the business. So that used to be Goss Pest Control.
Yep.
And, of course, Goss, I've been around a while, well-respected here in Kerrville and Burney and Fredericksburg, and I believe Mark this week
country,
went over
yeah.
to Marble Falls. So,
yes, he did.
Yeah, so they're out there working hard, he and his team, and he's just a great guy. He's a fantastic business owner, and they just do a great job.
They truly do.
They do.
Truly, they do the pest control here at Revolution Broadcasting,
there you
too.
Go. And there are no roaches right here in this studio.
No,
I test that.
There are none.
Might have to do with the freezing temperatures in here.
Well, you know, win-win.
That's an inside story here in the radio room that we're all wearing jackets. If you need to get refreshed, come up here and...
Oh, yeah, I've had to do that. I rearranged my office the other day and got a little warm, so I had to come in here put my hands on the counters and cool off a little bit.
Cool down.
So what you got music-wise this week?
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's just let's see who might enjoy this little cut right quick.
Just a little taste there.
Little taste. Most recognizable, right? That's just, I don't know if everybody recognizes that, but that's a pretty good guitar lick right there, and that is ZZ Top.
Yep.
I have a goal in life. One day I will grow a beard like those guys. There's a visual, huh?
And your wife's okay with that?
I don't know. We haven't talked about it. I probably won't let her know that. Surprise her with a beard. Those guys had beards that went down to their
knees.
Knees, yeah.
Pretty much. At least a belt buckle.
But they could play.
Yeah.
ZZ Top.
Yeah. I can hardly tell you some stories about ZZ Top.
Does he know ZZ Top?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
He and Billy Gibbons are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I love.
Some of those stories are not safe for radio wear.
Yeah, well, some of their songs we can't play the lyrics to. But their beats are good.
Absolutely.
Right? So there you go. All right.
Well, why don't we take a break real quick? What do you say?
That sounds good. We come back in just a minute. Again, this is the Hero Card Hour on KERV, 1230 AM. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Hero Card Hour. Glad you're tuned in. I've got in the studio with me Trace Pirtle. We're going to get him talking here in just a minute. Real quick, just closing some business on the Hero Card. I want to remind some people we've had, you know, there's a long history of businesses participating in the program.
Right.
And just a reminder, places that you can use your card and get a discount, Acapulco.
Which we do every week.
Every week. I was there today for lunch. 10% is their deal off your ticket.
I was there this morning for breakfast in the drive-thru.
That's okay. That's okay. That must have been a little breakfast taco.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Acapulco special.
They're awesome.
They are.
They do a great job. So go see them. Gibson's, again, kind of the flagship.
Yeah.
Here in town. And they'll do 10% off your bill. They will not, guns and ammo don't apply to that. Sorry.
And isn't it something like single items over $100?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's right. But you know, your basic, you go in there and
shoot.
Spend 50,
I never spend that much money all at one time in Gibson's.
Gibson's, yeah.
It's because it's always that one thing that I can't find anywhere else in town.
Why do you go anywhere else?
Oh, that's
it's just
true.
There.
I'll just go there and say the heck with it.
And that is, you know, just ask somebody.
Sure.
They know where all that stuff is.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's a maze.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
It is a maze in there.
Amazing. Billie Jean's restaurant.
Okay.
And Bella Vita restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Both of those honor the card.
Sure.
And so, again, you get a discount off of your meal there. So those are just some reminders of places that, and just to be clear, some people may not even know how the card works. The bottom line is, as a consumer, you buy the card and you show it in these places and they give you the discount.
Right. Super simple.
Super simple.
Yeah. Chili's does it too.
Oh,
huh?
Chili's. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Chili's.
Who doesn't like Chili's?
Well, that is, and it's not just for the food either.
All right. Well, you must, I don't know. You go there and visit with people.
Sure. Yeah.
It's not the
with
bar.
My husband.
Yeah. Good. All right.
We visit the bartender.
So get out and use your hero card. Right on. All right. So with no further ado, I have Trace Pirtle in the studio. Hi, Trace.
Good afternoon, Lou. Hi, Becca.
Pretend like you like it.
Yeah, you got to talk.
Okay, I got
there
it.
There you go.
Right,
it doesn't bite too bad.
All right,
hi, Trace.
All right, I got you.
Glad you're here, man.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity, Luke.
Well, I was tickled to have you on, and I'm so excited about your new venture and what you got going on. I can't wait for you to tell people about it. I want to share a quick story with you. I thought it was interesting because one of the things I've been doing a lot of is going back and talking to existing hero card business partners, right? And so I'll keep this real brief, but I was with Joe over at Bill's Barbecue.
Okay.
Great guy.
Yeah.
And he made a statement. My gut feeling is he will stay on the program, but he said it's this program needs a reset.
Right.
It needs a do-over.
It needs a mulligan.
What a segue right there, right?
Yeah,
so
mulligan.
So a mulligan, Trace, what's a mulligan?
Well, you know,
some people
mulligan,
might not know that term.
Sure. You know, a lot of people that play casual golf, okay, you know, they've been out there and, you know, in fact, you know, I've been a member of the Blind Squirrel Golf Association for quite a while, right?
Yep,
if you're any good, you can't be a part of the
blind
association,
yep.
Right? So a mulligan is something, it's like a do-over. I hit that shot. I wish I could take that over again. And mulligans can really be applied in a lot of different aspects of our life, right? Not just golf, right? It can be for our career, right? It can be for a lot of different things.
Oh.
So Boomer's Mulligans, we'll talk, you know, is about doing things over, you know, experiencing that adventure.
Second or
right?
third or second, fourth. Third. How many mulligans can you hit at one time?
You know, as far as I'm concerned, you've got an infinite number, right? As long as you're alive, you can take mulligans.
Yeah,
right?
There you go. So you play golf, personally?
I'm a hacker.
You're the blind squirrel hacker.
I'm the blind squirrel.
Did you watch any of the Ryder Cup?
Because I'm a blind, no, I did not.
Okay, and that's fine, but it was incredible golf. USA, that's a competition between USA and Europe.
Okay.
Europe has kicked our fannies the last 10, 12 years, and we finally got the cup back.
Yeah.
But there were no mulligans. You hit it in the water out there, it's in the water.
It's a one-time deal.
It's a one-time deal.
Yep.
So thank goodness that life is not like that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We get some do-over, some reset. So, all right, so before we dive into Boomer's Mulligans and get into that, tell us a little bit about yourself, Trace. Where you're from and some of your career background?
Yeah. Well, you know, because I'm a boomer myself, right, I've been alive longer than half a century, you know, 59 years, right?
So, okay.
You know, we've been around the block a few times. And I was originally from Northern California, but went into the military, you know, pretty much after I graduated from high school. And so my military time was as a missile launch officer, a missile combat crew commander with ICBMs, Minuteman II, modernized ICBMs.
Okay.
And then also with the ground launch cruise missiles, tactical nuclear missiles. So I kind of jokingly tell people I went from the hurting profession, right, you know, to the helping profession.
Hurting.
The hurting.
Not hurting.
Yeah, the potential.
Not the cow
hurting.
The hurting. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, the hurting profession.
Yeah.
And but really for the last 30 years, last three decades, it's been in the counseling and psych field. and you know, spent time out, you know, as mental health counselor, school counselor, school psychologist, director of counseling. But 20 of those 30 years was as a professor of counselor education. And in 2014, I took my early retirement and from Texas A&M system.
Whoop.
Yep. So it's, you know, it's something, it gave me that opportunity to still be young enough to do something different, right? To kind of, you know, go with my entrepreneurial spirit, you know, and do something different. So that's kind of where
that's awesome. Yeah, very good. So you're a veteran.
Veteran, thank you. You betcha.
Thank you for your service. Absolutely. And again, you've listened into the show or heard some tapes or whatever, and we're honoring veterans. That was the founder started that, and we're going to continue that on. And I've been fascinated meeting new veterans, and, you know, they just tell stories that you pretend – you really don't even relate to them as a civilian that's never been there. You just – it's fascinating.
Exactly.
And those guys take it for granted. You take that for granted that you knew how to launch missiles.
Yeah. Yeah, and thank goodness we never had to do that, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you never had
Amen.
To do that, right?
Amen.
But, absolutely. You know, even talking with your previous guest, you know, Mr. Cortinas,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, you think about, you know, the greatest generation, right? The World War II veterans, you know, their sacrifice, their service. You know, it's like, wow, you know, that's incredible. And then, of course, then you've got Korean veterans. Wow, that's incredible. Vietnam vets, that's incredible. All the way through till today.
Yep.
So, you know, I take my flat cap off to all of them, you know, as well.
Very good. Absolutely. Yeah, and so you're mentioning David Cortinas. I actually hadn't queued him up yet. But so in the back half of our show today, David will be joining us, and he will be – his father served in World War II and has a fascinating story to tell. So we're really excited. Do not miss that segment of the show. It's going to be fantastic, and
sounds
I'm
good.
Excited to hear about that.
So I actually provided a preview of
beautiful segue. You're amazing.
I apologize.
Yeah, we pay for
that.
Becca, hand him something, would you? All right. All right. So Trace, so again, you and I are friends outside of this this time together, and so I know you had a life defining something you needed to do over from. Tell us about your adventure on the.
Yeah.
Longboard.
I did. You know, in my post-retirement plans for my encore career, I didn't expect that it was going to involve a longboarding accident.
Tell the audience what a longboard is, because they may not know.
Yeah,
I wasn't all that clear.
If you're old school, right, if you're a baby boomer, you may be thinking about longboards being the same as the old school skateboards, right, you know, with the cork wheels and everything. Well, I'll tell you what, these are not the same things, right? The new school longboard is like twice the size. You know, they've got these fancy wheels, and they go fast, right?
Okay.
A lot faster than what I was expecting, right? But because I'm a good grandpa, right, one of my two grandsons and I.
Yeah, I see what the motivation was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
18-year-old grandson. We're going to do something together this summer.
Yep.
And, of course, you know, I had to get my longboard, right, and start practicing, and that was part of the thing that changed my life. You know, having a mishap, a crash on the longboard. Well, it basically shattered my left elbow in 15 places.
Yikes.
Allowed me to experience, you know, the reconstructive surgery, right? Can I put a shout out to my orthopedic surgeon?
Oh, would you please?
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Joseph Cohn, right, did a great job putting me back together.
Mm-hmm.
And then did the physical therapy, again, thanks to Jody Brown.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yep, yeah.
And in that process of rehabilitation, it's like, yeah, you really do some soul searching, right? You're limited. All of a sudden, I was no longer the provider of services, you know, coming out of the counseling and psych field. Now I'm the one who's receiving the services. And there's a very big difference, right, between being the patient and being the provider.
Absolutely.
So I'm doing the soul searching, and out of that, I'm seeing all of these people that are suffering physically, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, right?
Okay.
And it dawned on me, I can't get out of the helping profession. I have to do something.
Yeah, I think that's your DNA.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
We talked about that. That's who you are, and
there you go.
How you're made.
Yep.
Cool. All right. And so, I know that before you got into Boomers Mulligans, before you founded that, you had done some real estate.
Yep.
And
yep.
you and I talked about some other businesses.
Yep.
And so, you're a little bit of a poster child for a do-over, right? You're looking for something.
Yeah.
You're at this point in your life. You've had this major life event, right?
Right.
And you've, yeah. So yeah, it works to keep looking, right? I mean, that's part of it.
It does. And I think that's one of the things that for some boomers, okay, can kind of define us. We can either look at we're going over the hill, right?
Right,
absolutely. Over the hill,
yep.
And we're finding a new sunrise, or we're going over the hill to the grave,
yeah,
right? So we got to make a choice. You know, do we want to live our life as an adventure, always recreating, or do we want to just stagnate and exist rather than really living?
No, I think we all want to adventure.
There
I
you
think
go.
We're called to that. All yeah. right. Oh, see, Becca's got
you're
her arms
a Boomer's
up.
Mulligan.
I'm a poster boy for Boomer's Mulligan. All right. Yeah. Well, so you're going to join us after the break. We're going to take a quick break here in a minute. But I want everybody to your website. Give us that address real quick so they could look during the break before you come back.
Sounds good. And it's www.boomers, B-O-O-M-E-R-S. Mulligans, MULLIGANS.com.
BoomersMulligans.com.
BoomersMulligans.com, and hopefully it's going to load up just fine.
Well, I did earlier. I was on it. It worked great. All right, so we'll take a quick break, station break here for some news and weather. Again, you've got the Hero Card Hour here on KERV, 1230 a.m., and a little ZZ Top closing, getting ready for the break. Back, that is boomer music right there.
Yes, it
that
is.
That is 80s.
Yep.
80s. And that song, I won't tell you the title, I don't think I should, but anyway, there's a lyric in there. I've been up, I've been down, right?
Yep.
I've been around. I'm not a great singer. But anyway, so Trace, you're a music fan? You're a ZZ Top fan?
I am a ZZ Top fan.
All right.
Yeah. You know, being a boomer, you know, a lot of us, I mean, you know, we like 50s, we like 60s, we like 70s and 80s music.
You bet.
Right? And maybe some of us even, you know, some 90s.
Yep.
Right? But definitely, ZZ Top, one of the best.
That's good. So do you have a particular artist that's your favorite that you listen to?
You know, I did a post on my, I think it was Facebook or someplace, but I love the old Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, right? You know, long time
see that.
Coming, you know, long time gone.
Yeah.
You know, I like Blind Faith. You know, anything that Eric Clapton was a part of, you
Absolutely.
Know, I loved it.
Yep.
Traffic, you know.
Good.
Yep. So,
all right, you're right. Becca, you putting all these down for future shows? That's why I'm digging here to get new artists. All right, so.
Oh, and of course, the Doors. I mean, we can't forget the Doors.
The Doors. Yeah. Well, there you go. There you go. And we might even have to have Elvis. He'd probably just come in here, though, live.
You got it.
Right?
Because
he is alive. All right.
Hey, you get him in here, I'll be in
You'll
the back.
You'll be here?
I want to
All
see
right.
it.
That's good. I'll let you know.
Yep.
Let you know. All right. So, Trace, let's dig deep as we can the next few minutes on Boomer's Mulligans. One of the coolest terms that you and I have talked about regarding that is the word tribe.
Right.
This tribe mentality. So, tell us what you're thinking there or how that would work with Boomer's Mulligans.
Yeah. You know, my sense is that Boomer's Mulligans really isn't trying to be like AARP, okay? I'm a card-carrying member of AARP as well.
Okay.
AARP is trying to hit, I mean, if not the entire Boomer population, at least that's 68%, right? You know, you look at that normal bell curve, you know, 68%, trying to hit that. Boomer's Mulligans really is less about the population and a lot more about a segment, right?
Okay.
You know, it's about a tribe, you know, and it's starting, you know, as a small tribe, and it grows organically, right? So it's more of a mindset, right? It's an attitude. And as a tribe, you know, we do want to expand each other's horizons, you know, as we work together. But then we also want to be looking out for one another as well.
Yeah,
okay?
Absolutely.
It's kind of like that neighborhood watch program, right? It's not just looking outside the neighborhood. It's looking at within, too. You know, who are the other tribal members that are coming in? How can we support them? And, Lou, I think the reason I really want to say that is this one statistic.
Yeah,
I
was reading that.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. It's awful. Share that. I didn't know that, and it's shocking to me.
You know, I was trying to forget about it, but all of us know that suicide, unfortunately, is on the rise in America, right?
Yep.
And so the Center for Disease Control and Prevention say that we are at a 30-year high, right, for completed suicides in the United States. And the boomer population has the highest spike in that number. Okay, specifically between 45 and 64 years old, women had a suicide rate that spiked 63%, and men suicide rate jumping 43%. We know that it's not a problem that's just out there nationally, right? We know it's not just in the state. We know it's in our community.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
absolutely. That's
right?
In that, yeah.
So it doesn't matter how big or how small the community is. Chances are we're going to be impacted by suicide. So Boomers Mulligans as a tribe is going to try to come together and help people, right, to get through some of these tough spots in life.
There you go.
You know,
give them a reason,
the
right?
Suffering.
I mean,
exactly.
If you're to that point, you just have lost hope and you don't have something you're waking up for in the morning, right?
You got
that's kind of the key to life. You got to have something that propels you out of bed that you want to go do.
You
and,
got it.
And so so this passion that this tribe member might have, right?
Right.
Could be a passion for a new business opportunity. Could be, you and I were talking earlier today, it could be a passion for a new adventure, a physical challenge, right?
Yeah.
We talked about what, rock climbing and mountain biking or motor. I shared my story of learning to dove hunt. And at 55, being somewhat intimidated because I just didn't grow up doing that, right? And I'm like, I got to get over that. I want to learn this, right? I want to be out there with the guys hunting dove.
Yeah.
And we did hunt some dove in between all the football watching and the other extracurricular activities.
Yeah.
So, but you know, I had to know what I was doing enough to be even part of that tribe. That was a tribe.
That's it.
It was definitely a tribe.
Yes.
So, okay, cool.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, and that's something you said made a lot of sense. You know, you've got to have a reason to get.
Would you say that again
on
the radio?
Because we do know each other and we are friends. That is surprising. I give you that.
Okay.
But on the radio, we'll give you the credit for it since you're the host.
Awesome.
Okay. So we've got, you know, people have to have a reason to get out of bed.
That's it.
Right? And we know that, you know, there are depressive symptoms. People get depressed, and then they become clinically depressed, and it's hard for them to get out on their own. Right? So we want to try and intervene beforehand, right, where it's not part of the medical model. Right? You're not nuts. You're not depressed. Right? You're discouraged, and you need some encouragement to get going.
That's so good.
Right? Makes sense?
Yeah, it does. Right. You're not nuts. You're just discouraged.
You're discouraged, right? And you can change your own biochemistry by the way that you're thinking, what you're doing, right, how you're feeling. And that's part of where this support group, this tribe of Boomers Mulligans really comes in.
Yeah.
Right? So it's all about finding meaning, purpose, passion, and potential in life.
Yeah.
Right? Give them a reason.
And this is so you. With your background in counseling and helping people, you know how the brain works, right?
Yeah.
You know how people think. And this is right in your wheelhouse. This is really exciting.
My specialty area was in something called logotherapy.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard of that or not, right? You know, we've talked about it.
Not until I met you,
But it's really all about how people find that sense of meaning and purpose in life in spite of the inescapable suffering that comes from living. And so, again, it's perfect for boomers, and it's perfect for pre-boomers, post-boomers, right? Everybody, you know, we're all looking for, why do I get up in the morning? Why do I go about doing this?
Yeah. Yeah, and one of the other things that Trace, we're going to have him back on the show to talk about some of the things that he went through in his therapy, his physical therapy, and working with Jody Brown over there, and just, we'll have him back in a few weeks for this, but he talked about just how you overcome pain, and you see it as progress, I believe.
It's not pain, it's progress.
It's not pain, it's progress. But
right.
Anybody's had an injury and had to go through physical therapy is you know, you have to conquer that.
Absolutely.
You have to push yourself through it, and you were sharing about being able to just do some push-ups now.
Yeah, that's right.
But you see every one of those as progress.
Small changes, incremental changes really make a big difference in how we're seeing our life in that one particular moment. And that one moment really can mean the difference between staying alive and taking her on life.
That's right. Just laying down and being done.
Exactly.
That's good. That's good. All right, so the website we gave out, you want to give out your phone number, how people could reach you if they have some questions?
You bet. Yeah, business number is actually at 210-504-7781.
Okay.
And anybody is welcome to call. I'd love to talk with them. Jody Brown and I, in fact, are doing a presentation to the physicians at Peterson Medical Center on the 20th. So anybody that wants to...
is that open to...
I don't know if it is or not. We'll say it is. You know, then Peterson Medical Center would be paying for lunch for everybody, right? You know, get half the community or whatever. They're right.
Yeah, I'll be there. Becca's going to be there. David's going to be. You got four. Just let them know four more.
Exactly.
Three more.
But, you know, it's primarily service. You know, how do we help? And then secondarily a business.
Yep.
And we're doing, you know, we'll be doing workshops and seminars and retreats.
Yeah.
We'll do individual sessions. Okay. We'll do online classes. So if someone really wants to get more information about this and do it in a more in-depth way, we can sure help out.
It's good. Yeah. And email as well?
Absolutely. Yep. Trace@boomersmulligans.com.
Trace@boomersmulligan.com.
You got it.
Very good. All right. Well, listen, Trace, it's been a pleasure having you on.
Likewise. Thank you
for taking time out on your Friday afternoon. And you got a big weekend planned?
Got a big weekend planned.
Good,
yep.
Good.
Gonna
well,
take
I know
my
you're
wonderful
busy,
wife
yeah.
out tonight and
sweet.
Probably go to San Antonio tomorrow for a while.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we'll have you back on.
Perfect.
Talk about Boomers Mulligans and some other things.
Sounds
and,
good.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And on the after this break, we'll have David Cortinas visiting with us about his father. You've got the Hero Card Hour on KERB 1230 AM radio. Welcome back, Hero Card Hour. Joining me now, as I promised, is David Cortinas. Hi, David.
Good morning and afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good, man. Good week?
Awesome.
Good, good. It's always good for Friday afternoon, isn't it?
Absolutely. Friday's a good day.
Why does Monday come so quick? What's the story with that?
I don't know. It's just someone has a sense of humor.
Yeah, I guess. Too many Mondays. But Monday, we got a holiday.
That's right.
That's right. Well,
I don't. I'm working.
You're working. Okay. Well, hey, before we start visiting about your dad, what do you do for a living?
Well, I work for Reliable Staffing, and what I do is I help people find employment under the people that are unemployed or underemployed. So that includes a lot of people, actually. You'd be surprised.
Unfortunately, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Well, I know you're good at what you do. And so David and I were visiting this week, just having a conversation about some things, and he informed me about his dad, and, of course, I knew immediately I had to get David on the show to talk about his dad, and you said something that I thought was fascinating. You said your dad is your...
He's my hero and always has been.
Dun-dun-dun, there's that hero thing. We got to have a thing we pick in. He's your hero, right?
Yeah,
he's your favorite subject. That was the other thing I thought
was fascinating. He's my favorite subject, and, you know, he inspires me every day, and I've got, you know, I could go on for hours, but, you know, we'll keep it concise today.
Yeah, well, we have a limited amount of time, but I was just fascinated. And again, feature on this show, we're trying, I don't know if it'll happen every week, but we want to give honor to these men and women that serve in the military and also serve in other capacities as heroes in the town for firefighters and EMTs and police. And so, but your dad, let's just dive in. Let's talk about,
you know,
and he's still alive. This is the cool thing.
He's the reason I'm in Kerrville. I moved from Dallas and moved here, and mom and dad are here. They're residents over at Hilltop Facility. And
yeah.
You know, dad was a child of the Depression, and his country needed him, and he went. He was part of the 7th Air Force, the 15th Fighter Command Group, and he got deployed in the Pacific Theater and ended up in Iwo Jima.
Yeah, that's all right. We're going to dive in or talk further about Iwo Jima.
Right.
So your dad, though, he's born in Cameron, Texas.
Texas.
Where's that?
It's out by Waco.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very
Waco,
good.
Waco, Texas. Uh-huh.
And then somehow you ended up in Dallas?
Well, it's a long story. You know what? I had uncles that were in the farming business. We've lived in Midwest for some years.
Okay.
And they, when mom and dad retired, they moved back here because they're, you know, Texans at heart. So that's how we ended up in Kerrville.
Okay. Well, I was just curious about the Dallas part because that's where I grew up.
Well, that's me, probably for the business reasons. I've lived in Las Vegas, too. I'll admit to that. So
that's all right. You survived it.
I did.
A mulligan.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what I felt.
And whatever happens there stays there, apparently.
I didn't care for it.
Yeah, well, there's no better place than Kerrville, right? No, it's a pretty good place. We are blessed to live in such a great community, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, and get to know interesting people like you. So your dad's name is?
Henry.
Henry. Mm-hmm. Henry Cortinas. Mm-hmm. All right. And so, again, when's his birthday? Going to be 90.
February. He'll be 93.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, so what, you know, you've heard stories about his service, and you shared that he didn't want to talk about some of it.
The thing about it is that he, you know, we had the picture book, right?
Right.
All the family pictures, and I find his picture there. Of course, I knew he was in the service because I saw his uniform. So I'm flipping through it, and I said, here's, you know, Henry at basic, and here's Henry at Iwo Jima. I said, what? Right? So I rushed over there to ask him about it, and you know, he was reluctant.
Okay.
In fact, he really didn't tell me anything until he was 60 years old.
Okay.
And the reason is that, I think you touched on it earlier, that we have never experienced the horrific, what it's like to see, in this case, you know, in Iwo's case, you know, men being torn apart by artillery and just the other horrific events that happen in war. So, you know, sometimes you listen to say people, well, you know, some soldiers have PTSD. My question would be, how would anyone not have it?
Yeah, I agree.
Because how could you possibly experience that? He was 19 years old.
Okay.
And so then he was wounded himself, you know.
Yeah, friendly fire, you said, on that deal.
Well, you know, at night, the Japanese would come out of the ground. You know, he was part of the Army air crew. He worked on the aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kept flares in the air all the time. So one of the flares landed in the dump, ammo dump, and exploded, and so a rocket burned him in his back, but it also killed his lieutenant.
Okay.
So, you know, here he is, you know, decades later trying to tell me about it, and he was in tears, and that's when I said, I'll never ask him another question about that.
Yeah.
Which I have not. All the research I've done on my own, I don't ask him anything.
Wow.
But he did describe to me an event which I later saw on a series called World War II in HD.
Okay. I saw some of that.
Yeah, well, they had this B-29 that had to ditch in the bay because the landing gear was broken. They had 10 tons of bombs. They couldn't have landed on the runway. Sure enough, years later, I watched it on this series called World War II in HD, and there's the event, just like you described. So.
It is amazing.
It is.
It is. It truly is. And it's, you know, we can't hardly wrap our minds around it unless you've experienced it. My wife, Brandy, her uncle stormed the beach at Normandy. Mm-hmm. And it defined his life. I mean, he went on and had a great career, but that, you never talked to him without hearing about that day, right? Because they just stopped at that point to a degree.
You know, everyone handles it differently. Mm-hmm. For example, well, like my late father-in-law, he was lost in the Ardennes Forest as well. So he was part of Patton's Third Army. You know, we have his flag in our mantle, please. So, you know, there's kind of a tradition within our family and also my wife's family of service.
It's good. Okay. And you're a patriot.
I try to be.
No, you are. Right. So David is part of that high impact group. That I talk about from time to time. It's the group of like-minded business people that meet on Tuesdays at Acapulco. Use our hero cards over there. But so David brought the pledge to us. Mm-hmm. He got us saying the pledge. Now, granted, we're doing it off of his iPhone. We're going to have to dress that out a little bit. We're going to carry a little.
I'm going to bring one of these mini flags next time. Thank you.
But that's so great. And it's so cool to honor our country. And we won't get started.
For me, it's very personal.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's, you know, when I hear people desecrating the flag, it's just hard for me to grasp that idea.
Yep.
So, for me, obviously, for these reasons, they're very personal to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you come on again, we'll talk about Colin Kaepernick. Yeah. We'll spend an hour just hammering that subject. Don't get me started. So, all right. You were a patriot. Your father served, and that's awesome. And you said one thing that I thought was fascinating. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of guys feel this way. I recently went to lunch with a group of younger vets that had served in Afghanistan, and two of them in action, right? And they saw their buddies killed. They didn't. I mean, that's just the reality. And they just don't want to talk about it, right? And your dad said what he wanted to spend his time forgetting that.
Well, you know, he told me something very, you know, we have the epiphany, right? We just think certain things, but our relationship with movies and that fantasy, right? He said, you know, I saw men, you know, bulldozed into this ditch in pieces. You know, why would I ever want to remember that? I've tried my whole life to forget that, right? So, you know, and I think that the emotional scars of war are permanent.
There you go. That's it.
Unfortunately, they are.
Yeah.
But I totally understand, you know, why that would be the case. Mm-hmm. You know, how could you not?
Yeah.
How could you not be wounded emotionally by that?
Absolutely.
So.
Man.
But, you know, he got married in 1947.
Okay. Yeah.
Still married today. You know, raised four children, many grandchildren. So many, I had to write them down. But there's a lot of them. 21 great-grandchildren.
Great kid. Okay, great-grandkids. That's exciting.
The latest one was named for my mother. Adelina is her name.
That's a beautiful name.
Yeah.
Adelina.
Mm-hmm. So they were, my mom and dad were known as Henry and Lena. That just everyone who ever knew them as Henry and Lena.
Okay.
That's how they've been known forever.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So around your house, do you have any of the mementos of his service time, rifles or anything that's historic?
No, you know what? Mostly just documents.
Okay.
My older brother and I are keepers of his documents.
Okay.
So.
Cool. Very good. If I could take a look at this picture you brought.
Yeah.
This is fascinating. So yeah. I've asked, one of the things, we're going to put some of this information, an article on Henry Cortinas, mm-hmm. David's father, on the website. Again, the Hero Card website. There's a place that you can find the article for the month on the local, on the Hero.
And that's so the HeroCardOnline.com.
Thank you. There you go. There's the producer covering all the bases. But describe this picture so people can...
That's him and another soldier sitting on an aircraft weapon, and that's also in Iwo.
And this is in Iwo.
You can tell by the background. It's very barren.
Yeah.
No trees. That's where it is.
Looks awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if I'm going to be over there, I wouldn't mind sitting on that gun.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
This is something maybe the tribe, Boomers Mulligans, can teach us to shoot a gun like that. Huh?
Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, I hope that you will go and give your dad a high five and a hug from the community here in Kerrville. There's some things. The Veterans Day Parade is coming up
mm-hmm.
in November.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's physically where he can be a part of that, right. But. Maybe there's a way that we could do a float and enter in that and give him some, put a sign with his name on it and his service.
We
need
great.
To talk that through. Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, again, just let him know that we're so appreciative.
He's avoided the notoriety he really has.
Yeah, of course. But he can do it in a group of other veterans,
mm-hmm.
right? That's mm-hmm. fine to take those applause. So
absolutely.
That's cool. Well, David, I thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
You're a great guy, and you, if you were sitting here, you would know how sincere he is about how he feels about his father and his service and his country.
Right.
Right. And
exactly.
So you got a big weekend planned?
You know, just R&R, my friend.
Amen to that.
Right.
Good. Watch a little football?
Lots of football.
Lots of football? College, pro?
Yeah, I like the pros the best, but
okay.
I watch football. If it's on, I'm going to watch it.
Who do you root for?
Myself?
Yeah.
Okay. Brace yourself. I'm a Raiders fan.
That's all right. Oh, that got a scream out of Becca. Do you wear the whole gold and silver
silver
and black?
I don't go that far. But
you don't? All right.
But I'm a Raiders fan.
Yeah, see, Becca's, I'm a Cowboys, so that's kind of...
It hurts.
It hurts both ways, doesn't it? But the Cowboys are looking better, and Raiders are looking a little better,
yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope your teams win. Hope you have a great weekend. I hope you'll come back on the show sometime.
I'd love to.
We'll talk some more. And, again, thank you. Have a good weekend. All right, so we're going to take a brief break or no?
We're
going to wrap up. So I want to just, as we close, I want to tell you about a couple things going on here in town that might be fun this weekend. We've got the Celtic Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Becca, it's not Celtic. It's Celtic.
It's Celtic.
And that's really cool. That's out at the...
Stonehenge.
Thank you, Stonehenge. And so there's Highland Games
yep.
and Highland Dance Competition.
Uh-huh.
And that's Saturday and Sunday. Their tickets are $10 to $15, depending on whether you do one day or both days. We've also got the Mountain Home Volunteer Fire Department fundraiser. Dusty Block, who was in here several weeks ago, is part of that. And
yep.
so they do a great steak for $10. They've got a silent auction and some other things. So if you're looking, hopefully the weather's cooler tomorrow. That's what we're thumbs up to that. So get out there to see that, and I feel like there's some other things.
Yeah, there's the Tyvee homecoming football game tonight.
Yeah, TFND.
Hello.
Yeah.
My gosh. And if you can't make it out there, tune in right here to KERV 1230,
right.
And you can listen live because we'll be broadcasting it.
Yep. There you go. So, yeah.
Coach Mark and Wally.
And that's at the stadium. All right. And next week, real quick, I'll have Amy Ely on. Amy's with Century 21 here in Kerrville. But we'll talk a little real estate, but she's going to talk about some things that she's doing health-wise that are really cool. And Maggie Baker, who is a officer with the Veteran Service here. She'll be talking about some of the work she does with veterans. So, listen, everybody have a great weekend. I'm so glad you tuned in. And, again, this is the Hero Card Hour every Friday, 2 to 3 here on KERV, 1230 a.m. ZZ Top, taking us out.
Mornings on the Talk of Texas, KERV Kerrville.